Rink FM, and
not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells.
Bells.
Sound the good news.
And a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we put the free in the free press. This costs nothing, except maybe your time. Welcome our worldwide audience, streaming live for the world to be a part of on our Hank Facebook page. Jump in, make funny comments, enjoy. Well, as far as ratings went, back with the president in his address to the joint session of Congress on Tuesday night. I mean, being on every channel certainly helps your ratings. And 36.6 million people viewed it on TV. That actually beat the 32.2 million who watched the final State of the Union address from Biden last year. So Trump's happy about that. But this was nowhere near a Trump record. It was his first speech to Congress as president back in 2017 that had nearly 50 million people there. So congratulations on that. Well, it was seen by all those people except really one.
The chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order.
Maybe he had to watch it on TV afterwards, though.
So didn't have this one on my bingo card for 2025. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner reuniting. Rumors are swirling that he's open to the idea, and the paparazzi has spotted them looking kind of cozy on more than one occasion. Ben's first ex-wife has been with businessman John Miller on and off for several years. Meanwhile, rumors are swirling that Jennifer Lopez, different Jennifer, different ex-wife, not happy about seeing all those photos together of them in the tabloids. However, is getting a big ego boost from a guy by the name of Kevin Costner.
Well, as they say, 17th time's a charm. They should give it a go.
That is what they said.
Isn't she married?
No, Jennifer Garner?
Okay.
No, they've just been...
Well, I bet that guy's happy about things. Randy Travis, how about this for an upcoming movie? Forever and Ever, Amen. That would be the working title of the project that's in the works for a new Randy Travis biopic. This would be a movie about Randy's life, and it will star Clay Walker. That Clay Walker. So this will is early development stages, but they have they've done casting, and it will follow Randy Travis's life. In fact, they're casting it based on age. So they'll have a young Randy Travis, then they'll have the 20 to 30, and then Clay Walker will do that age gap. And they're casting for the other 9 to 12 in the 20 to 30 age bracket there on who will play Randy Travis. But this is in the early goings, but it's being produced by Randy and his wife, Mary. So no word on how far along in this is, or there is evidently a script. They have producers. So they just need to find the people to play Randy Travis, and then we'll get this ball rolling right there. So we'll have him. We'll keep an eye on this. That would be you talk about an interesting story and an interesting life. Started in Marshville, South Carolina, back in the day. Randy Travis.
So we have more proof that Eric Church may have the best sense of humor in country music. Patrons at his bar in Nashville, that's called Chiefs, can now order up a drink called The Chair. Also features a mini chair holding like over the rim. You can see where this is going. And then if you head to the patio, there's a sign that reads, "Don't even think about it. You are not Morgan Wallen." Morgan got in a little bit of trouble after tossing a bar stool onto the ground below last year and pled guilty to reckless endangerment charges in a Nashville court in December.
Meghan Markle's new lifestyle show has premiered earlier this week on Netflix. You know how Netflix, when you boot it up, will just start playing something that it wants you to watch, and you're like, you just, because it takes a while to boot up, and then you go, it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go in the kitchen for a second, and then it comes, and all of a sudden walk in, and there's Harry and Meghan. They're in a kitchen.
Nobody needs
Julia
that.
Julia Childing and what. Well, that's the thing. Evidently, nobody wants this. And now, outs, like, the initial bump on when it premiered to what viewership has been after, one of the fastest nosedives, they're saying. Because Netflix doesn't release unless it's good. viewing numbers. And they're probably not going to release them on this. But
So I'm wondering if it's on autoplay, like how many people are actually watching.
Maybe that's how they do it. So Harry does make brief appearances in it. He's not a really big part of the show. He's more likely to be seen on the other game, kind of Markle-related, Squid Game. But this is where Meghan Markle goes through and just, you know, tries to Martha Stewart things. And, you know, like, I love this. Is she former Duchess or is she still a Duchess? I don't know.
I think she's just Meghan.
She's arranging flowers and teaching you how to do that and color coordinating and cooking things in the kitchen. Like, she really does this. Anyway, her first topic was how to alienate your husband from his family and make his entire country hate him. So actually, she might know what she's talking
about. That's precious. So Pete Davidson, a big believer in the power of forgiveness, and I think I want to be his friend. The New York Post Page Six gossip column reports that he gave his old nemesis, Colin Jost, a $20,000 Cartier watch after checking out of rehab. Meanwhile, Pete is in the process of getting all of his body art removed. He admits the laser process is absolutely terrible, and they actually put him to sleep when things get too bad. He also suggests that it's a very good investment. Tattoo removal. That's where Pete Davidson wants you to put your money.
Yeah, Pete and Colin, a couple years ago, went in on that Staten Island ferry together, and they still own that. So be careful who you co-sign with, people. Just saying. A new study says that fish can recognize people based on what they are wearing. Fish can recognize people based on the clothes they're wearing. The study was conducted by a group of scientists with nothing much going on right now. And Walgreens, the latest to say we're closing stores and we're starting layoffs. Layoffs have actually already evidently begun around the nation, including North Texas. A nearby rival and usually nearby neighbor, CVS, not announcing any layoffs because there aren't actually employees that work inside of a CVS.
KB and Heather Lee.